Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everyone to this Monday, wonderful Monday morning. I want to tell you, it's been a couple weeks since I've been live, so it looks like I have a lot of calls on hold, so I'm going to do my best to get to every one of you. But as I do every open of the program, as I lay out my entire deck of cards, and I draw one card as a vibration of the day. And this card is, in traditional tarot, it's the Nine of Wands. And what it's, and I drew it reversed, which means look for the thing or do the thing that you don't mind putting a lot of work into, all right? Normally when this card is upright, it talks about working so hard to the point of exhaustion. But when it's reversed, it means working hard to the point of joy and that your hard work is about to pay off. So whatever you've put a lot of work into, want you to celebrate that and also look for a way to actually improve your situation as a result of your willingness to work that hard. Just personally, want to let you know that it's my hard work that's gotten me to where I am right now, and I do it joyfully that I do this work. So when you're looking for the thing that is going to make you feel as though you're being rewarded for your hard work, you've got to find the thing that doing the hard work brings you joy. And it's the process of doing the hard work that takes you to an ultimate state of awareness, an ultimate lifestyle. And you have to be willing to do it, but you have to be willing to do the hard work joyfully. So I hope that. Hope that's clear with you guys. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kimberly. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Hi, Kimberly. Well, I haven't been on the air for a couple weeks, so this all works out great. So what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, you were just talking about what I was thinking about when you're working hard at something, but it has to bring you joy.
Right.
And I've been working hard as a teacher for a while, and I'm ready for some type of transition or advancement, something. And that's what my question is about, you know, like if you see anything coming up soon.
Well, you have some really amazing cards. You have a card of being open to receive your blessings. And what's interesting is it's going to come through an unfamiliar source to you right now. And what's interesting is in addition to the idea of you changing jobs, there are two cards that come up that talk about a new love relationship. You have the card of the lovers, and then you have the card in traditional tarot, which is the sun. I call it the happy marriage card, because it talks about marrying your life to all the things that bring you joy. So that's family, that's love, that's work, that's spiritual, that's educational, it's physical, it's all the things that you surround yourself with that bring you joy, all right? So what it's saying is that the new opportunity is coming. It is coming, but it's going to come through a source that you are not currently connected with. And I think we may have talked about this before. But what it's saying is that you have, by you connecting with new groups of people, that's how you find the job. For example, your background would be fantastic as a trainer in human resources. So if you were to start looking around at relatively larger companies, say 100 or more employees, maybe 200 or more employees, and say, look, I'm looking to make a shift out of education and into training.
Okay.
So, and I think we talked about before you signing up for an organization called Toastmasters.
Yes, I'm the VP of new members right now.
Yay, you! Oh, my God, that's great. I'm so proud of you. Okay. And the thing is that one of the things that I see will happen for you is that when you start participating in some of the big group competitions, what happens is you get to meet new people. And it's the meeting of the new people that get you into the new situation. And that means love-wise, work-wise, everything. But
okay.
I was thinking, it's funny that you happened to call today, because I was thinking about you, because, you know, here it is another school semester, and I was just thinking about you, and I thought, you know, her background would be really great in human resources, and then you ended up being my first caller.
Isn't that the way the universe works? Wow.
You know, it's that no accidents thing, you know? It's the only
thing I can say.
So, but that's what I would do, is that, you know, you are so ready for another job. Now, when you're applying for these new positions, I think it's very important that you say you would prefer to finish out this semester and start something after the first of the year, because you want to show that you're someone that keeps your commitments.
Okay.
All right? You know, you would be available within 3 weeks, but you would prefer to finish out this semester because the students get so attached to you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
But that
I will do it.
Yeah, but I actually see some really great stuff about to happen for you, and you're going to be calling me with good news soon.
Okay. All right.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mona.
All right.
Thank
see you later.
You.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mystic Mona. This is Dawn Karen.
Hi, Dawn. What's your question?
Hi. My question is regarding career. I just went to a job offer to teach my field at a university in New York City, and I got it, and they want me to launch my field there. And right now I'm just waiting on the contract. So I wanted to know, for the contract, do you see it being lucrative, like six figures lucrative, or because I want to be able to relocate, live in a nice apartment and all that jazz. So
okay,
yeah.
What it's saying here is that the money will be enough for you to be able to accept the position. Okay. I'm saying it that way because what it's saying is that this new opportunity gives you the chance to really show off. All right?
Okay.
So there are a couple of things I'm going to suggest to you that I'm almost going to say, give yourself a 3-year window to commit to this job. All right? That's the first thing. The second thing I want to tell you is that don't make it so much about the money, because I don't think you're going to have to compromise that. Make it instead about creating your reputation for what you do. So I'm actually thinking, I know, right? So what I'm thinking is that you go into pure focus that this is, in a way, this next 3 years is your own internship to prove that you can do what you can do. All right? And it may mean that you hire people out of the art department to film your seminars. To film your classes, okay?
Okay.
Especially if you know on a particular day you're going to be discussing something that is the heart of what you're presenting.
Okay, okay.
Because
okay.
you may so be able to you may be able to submit this to TED. You may be able to use it on your own website privately down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what this is this next 3 years is about your reputation.
Reputation, so, not about the money.
Yeah, it don't look at, I mean, the money will be there. It will be the money you need to be there will be there because they know that you can't live off, you know, $45,000 a year. Okay. So I'm just what I'm telling you is that don't concentrate on the money. Concentrate on the 3-year plan.
Okay, the reputation.
Okay, because you have one of the best cards that I love in my deck. It's called, in traditional tarot, it's called the Empress, so you can look it up. In my deck, it's called Creativity, and it is and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, so you can probably Google the meaning of that card. But what it really talks about is relaxing into your creative mojo.
Okay.
All right. And don't make it about the money. Make it about what happens 3 years from now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That all makes sense, right, Dawn?
Yeah, it does. And I'm glad you refocused me just because I've been an entrepreneur and I haven't been making any money. So I'm so excited to be getting anything substantial at this point.
Right. Well, see, and here's the thing is that this next 3 years is about you creating your reputation, because what I'm getting is that you will be entrepreneurial again in some way 3 years from now. So this is sort of a sidestep for you to prove it.
Okay, that I have what it takes. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 412. Boy, you guys must have missed me. I've got all these calls lined up. Got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. What's your question?
I wanted to know what you've seen coming up for my love life.
Let's see. All right, and I draw 5 cards every time you all ask me a question. So sometimes other stuff comes up besides your actual question.
Okay.
What your cards are saying is a choice of 2 men. There's one man here who has money, but he's cheap. A little older than you. Money, but he's cheap. And the thing is that this one looks great on paper, but he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's that one. Then there's the other one that I like, who might be a little younger than you. Also dark hair, dark eyes. They both have dark hair, dark eyes. One's a little older. This one's a little younger. This one is really into he's really into making sure that his life is content. And I know that that's a weird thing for me to say. But this is not a guy that concentrates on money. I mean, he makes money, but money's not his big priority, whereas the other guy's like super cheap. This guy, it's like the money's there when he needs it, so he doesn't worry about it. But the one I like, the slightly younger one, better than the other one, because this one is saying that this younger man actually concentrates on your dreams. And your dreams are more than just a relationship. So what I like is that this one feels like he's on your team, whereas the other one always feels like, what's it going to cost him?
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that I want you to step away from anybody, and this is men and women, but especially men, that seem to be too concerned with how much things cost.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And instead, I want you to concentrate, and this is how you're going to attract this man to you. So I want you to concentrate on experiences. I want you to concentrate on the next, say, 4 months is about you trying new experiences.
So that may mean that if you don't normally go to an art show, go to an art show. If it means that you take up wine tasting just to try it a couple times, do that. Because what it's saying is that the more new experiences that you have and the more you get out of your usual rut, your usual schedule of doing things, the more likely you meet this man more quickly. Now, your cards are indicating that you meet this man by January.
Okay. And this is the young one, huh?
This is the younger one. This guy that's slightly older than you, that's cheap, you know, what I can't stand about him is it just seems like here you are, this perfect potential partner, right? You are. You're perfect. You're not a spendthrift. You're not, you don't have any addictions. You're really a great partner for somebody. And this one seems to keep looking for what's wrong with you instead of accepting you and everything that's right about you.
Okay.
So I like the slightly younger one better.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 337 area code. Hello, 337.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name's Candace. How are you?
Hi, Candace. What's your question?
I want to ask about if you see like a love relationship or something, like a
All right.
connection or something.
Candace, darling, I can barely hear you, so maybe the mouthpiece isn't right by your mouth.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to
so ask me that question again. And there's some noise in the background. Do you have the computer on?
Yeah, I'll have the TV on. Let me turn it down.
Okay, because it's coming right through the phone.
At the phone.
Yeah. I used to have a BlackBerry, and when I had my BlackBerry, it seemed to pick up every little tiny bit of background noise. Oh, that's much better. Whatever you just did, it's a little better, but I can still hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, so ask me your question again.
I want to ask about a love relationship, if you need to see, like, a soulmate or somebody like that coming that way.
Well, my immediate reaction to your question is, and it's going to sound like the weirdest thing I ask you. Candace, what are you doing to improve yourself?
I'm trying to the school for another degree.
Okay. Now, what's your current degree in?
I have a aesthetics degree.
Okay.
Which is skincare.
Uh-huh. And so what's the next degree you're going for?
Business management.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I'm not sure you need to get another degree.
Yeah.
All right? And the reason I'm not sure you need to get another degree is I actually think that you can find out everything you need to have moving forward without getting the degree.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is that sometimes, and I'm not saying this is you, but I'm just saying sometimes people go back to school because they're not quite sure what they want. So they figure that if they go back to school and get another degree, then maybe they'll figure out what they want during that time, all right? According to what I'm seeing in your cards is you actually already know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that you could actually find what you need to make that happen by other sources than getting an actual college degree. Now, I don't often say this to people. I'm really big on people getting college degrees. Matter of fact, I have a degree in business. But I'm a psychic.
Mm.
Did I need the degree in business to be a psychic? Not really. Did I learn most of what I've learned through the right kind of jobs and the right kind of exposure to the right kind of people? Yes. That's really how I learned it. The bachelor's degree just opens doors for me if I want a traditional job. But according to what I'm seeing for you, my friend, is that you don't want a traditional job. What I'm seeing for you is somebody that is actually a manager of some sort. So what I would do if I were you is I'd find out how to open your own salon.
Mm.
And that you don't need a bachelor's degree to open your own salon and rent space to people. So that's what I would check into if I were you, is that the money you would spend for college could be the money you invest to open your own salon. So what I'm saying, now, we didn't even talk about love life, which is why you called. But I'm telling you that you will meet this man through your own business queries. So by you finding out how to do your own business, that's how you meet this man.
Okay.
So before you sign the paperwork and take out the student loans and do all that, I really want you to check into what it would take for you to do your own salon.
Okay.
Or something like that. Because the thing is that if you can specialize in making women's skin that's like over 40 gorgeous, you'll have more business than you know what to do with.
Yes.
If you can actually show them that by their experience with you that their skin is actually improving, and if you can also coach them on the diet that also helps them keep their skin glowing. So now you've actually, I mean, seriously, I could see you selling two things. I could see you selling supplements to your clients, as well as the lotions and potions that will help keep their skin glowing between visits with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in my opinion, you don't need the bachelor's degree to have the success that you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. I hope that helps.
Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I'm happy that you had a vacation. I hope things went well and that you're rested.
Why? Do you have a really big question for me?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping I get like a good answer, but it's not a huge question. It's career-based. I've been applying to a lot of jobs because I really want to get out of Macy's.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I get out soon because I'm thinking, like, with attendance, I might be on my way out anyway. So I was really wondering if you see something coming up.
Okay. You can't screw up your recommendation from Macy's just because you want another job. Okay?
Yes, sure.
So what I want you to do is I want you to go to your supervisor and I want you to say, I'm really sorry that I've had some attendance issues lately, but I've been dealing with some health issues and I don't want to go into details with those, but I promise moving forward that I am not going to miss any days. Okay? That's the first thing you need to do, all right? The second thing you need to do is decide what you want next. Where do you really want to work, Samantha?
I do. I want to go back to working in a school, working with children, and I've been applying to a lot of those positions, teacher's aide, school care, all of those.
Okay, because what's really funny is your cards are saying that the more direct approach you take, the better. So it may mean that you actually go to the schools that you want to work at, go to the reception desk in the main office and say, hi, my name is Samantha. I used to do teacher's aid work, and I'm wondering if you have any openings here. So instead of applying online, I want you to show up in person, and with a couple dozen Krispy Kreme donuts might not be a bad idea either. But just say, hey, you know, I know this is a little unconventional. I brought you guys some Krispy Kreme donuts, but I've done teachers, assistant teachers aid work before, and I'm wondering if you have any openings here. That before I apply online, I'm just wondering if you actually have any openings.
Oh, cool. I didn't even think of that. That's really
because
if you
show up in person, first of all, you make a great first impression. All right? So you show up in person. You bring Krispy Kreme donuts, like two dozen of them, right? Or whatever donut mm-hmm. place, a 2 dozen assorted donuts. Bring it with you. First thing in the morning, before Macy's opens, okay,
mm-hmm.
and ask for the job. Because according to this, your cards keep saying that if you just knock on the door of where you want to work, it will open for you.
Oh, okay. I mean, all right, I can definitely try my old high school and see what happens.
Yeah, start there. Bring donuts. Show up
okay.
in person. Seriously. And the thing is don't be embarrassed by it. Just go in with the donuts saying, hey, you guys, I was trying something new. It didn't work out. It's not what I had hoped. I'm wondering if you have any openings here.
Okay.
All right. Because according to this, it just says knock on the door of what you want and it will open for you.
Okay.
All right, my friend,
got
to go.
Thank you so much, Nona.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from fabulous. Let me get that call going. Somebody from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George. What's your question?
Well, remember I told you I bought a car about a month ago?
Uh-oh.
And somebody's scratching it in the apartment complex.
What?
So, yeah.
Do you know who it is?
No, but somebody right after I got it put a note on the car windshield saying, oh, I got rims for your Altima, and left a phone number and an address. And it's the address to this woman I know, the only one I know in the complex. And she has a little a son around between 10 and 12. Is it them or is it somebody else or is it a kid or an adult? I'm not going to take the law in my own hands. I'm just trying to find out.
I do think it's a kid, but I want to tell you there's a place on Spring Mountain that does mm-hmm. a really great job at scratch repair, and it's not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're called ABC. They're on Spring Mountain next to Cathay House, between Jones and Decatur.
Okay, so you say it's
and
a
they're,
kid.
I think it's a kid, and the thing is when you get after you get it fixed, it won't happen again, and that's what I'm getting. But
okay.
the thing is that it's really just a kid, and
is that kid not other kids around there?
No, it's not that kid. It's another kid. It's
oh.
but it is a kid that did it, not an adult.
Okay.
And the thing is the newness of your car will have worn off. So, and don't make a big deal about getting it fixed. Just go get it fixed. Because I have to tell you, mm-hmm. I had that happen. I had parked my car at the airport, and some
mm-hmm.
jerk took their key and went down the entire side of my car.
Oh.
And it was not just some little subtle scratch, a
yeah.
deep, all the way down to the primer scratch. And I want to tell
yeah,
you that
yeah.
Yeah, they did a really, really nice job. I offered to pay them cash, so it didn't go through insurance or anything like that, and they gave me a
uh-huh.
really good deal.
Spring Mountain and...
Yeah, it's on Spring Mountain between Jones and Decatur.
Decatur? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's called ABC Car Repair. It's the only
okay.
auto body place on Spring Mountain between Jones and Decatur, and it's on the north side of the street.
So do you see this stopping anytime soon?
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
Been going
I don't think.
You.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to happen again. But I want to tell you that you live in kind of a funny, screwy little neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about that before. So maybe one of your priorities down the road might be to find another place to live.
Unfortunately, I signed a lease for it's going to be about another 10 months before I can get out of it.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I would ask them if they're planning on having any kind of security patrol and take a picture
uh-huh.
of what happened to your car. Say, this happened to
uh-huh.
my car on your property, and I'm just wondering if you're planning any security patrol.
Yeah, I talked to the manager, and she says, oh, I have the maintenance people watch. I don't think they would tell me if they knew who did it.
Well,
I don't know.
But what I'm getting is that if they don't create a place where it's sort of safe for you to be, then I think you could break
uh-huh.
the lease.
Okay.
So, but I would point it out to her. Take a picture of what happened to your car. Say, you know, I'm keeping this on file because if it happens again, I think I'll be able to legally break my lease.
Okay.
Because if you're not providing a safe place for me to park my car,
right?
Then, and if I can't, you say I can't control the behavior of other people. But
right.
if you had security walking around here, you know, during certain hours, it might deter it.
Yes.
You know, or if they had cameras or something, you know. But you could just say, look, if it's
only in front of the building, that's all.
Okay, but my point is that I just want to let you know, I've taken a picture of this because if it happens, and I'm getting it repaired, if it happens
yes.
again, I'm going to have legal ground to be able to break my lease.
Okay.
And just say that, because then they're
okay.
going to start scrambling to see if that's actually true.
uh-huh.
okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Debbie. What's your question?
I wanted to know, do you see my business growing or starting, or I'm starting a new business?
Let me see. Okay, before I turn cards over for you, my friend, I'm really getting this super scattered feeling with you that it feels like you're not really focused.
Well, my husband's had some health issues recently, and that's taken a toll on me.
Right, and I'm also seeing that your husband may have some real strong emotional issues as well.
Okay.
Like, he might be really pissed off.
Yeah, he just had colon cancer surgery, so there's some
Well, and that's justifiably
that.
Being pissed off. But what
right.
I'm getting here is that your husband has still yet to learn how to focus that anger into production, into being, into a different focus.
Okay.
See, I believe that part of the reason we make ourselves sick is by repressed emotions,
right.
specifically repressed anger. And so what I'm seeing here is that if he could find an outlet for that anger, if he could find something to do with it, And I have to tell you, once your husband gets something in his craw,
mm-hmm.
he can be incredibly focused.
Okay, right.
So in other words,
that's
once
true.
he really concentrates on a subject, he is amazingly focused, and that's one of the things I want to say to you. But now let me answer your question. What it's saying about this new business is there's a part of you that's not fully committed to it. And until you are fully committed to something, you won't be a success at it.
Okay.
So instead of scrambling for just, you know, an idea here and an idea there, I'm actually going to recommend some traditional job for a while where
mm-hmm.
you still do this other business part-time until you start seeing results from it.
Okay.
Okay, especially if it's a multi-level marketing thing.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
But I have to tell you, the most important thing coming up in your cards is to help your husband focus again.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting with him is that there's it's like your husband needs the direction right now.
Okay, I get you.
All right?
You. I do.
So,
yes.
So that's the biggest thing coming up in your card. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, hang in there. I will be right back.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461.
Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, you guys, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. What's your question?
Love relationship, romance. What do you see for me coming in?
All right, let's look. Okay, would you say, and I'm going to ask this question because it's one of the cards coming up in your reading. Would you say, Tony, that you're a little prone to jealousy?
No, not really.
Okay. Would you say that the partners you've been attracting have been a little prone to jealousy?
I don't know. I haven't really seen it. I haven't really been in a relationship in a few years, so.
Okay. Well, because you have some very interesting cards here. You have,
okay.
And they all speak to a vibration of how to attract to you the kind of relationship that you really, in your heart of hearts, want, all right? The first card talks about your own perception, talks about your ability to see right into kind of the soul of a person. You're really good at that. And so if you're doing a job where that is important to your work, you're in the right job, all right? But it's also applying to love relationships, because that's the question you've asked me, is that it's saying that whatever your immediate gut reaction is to somebody, right now it's incredibly target on. The next two cards talk about, the reason I asked about jealousy is the next two cards talk about, the first one talks about you have this habit of comparing yourself or your life to other people. And what I want you to do is realize in a very big way that your life, your path, your mojo is unique to you, and that there's nobody in the world like you. So please just be yourself, because everybody else is taken, all right?
Okay.
And I'm saying that because if you go into the idea of comparing your life to anybody else, you're already losing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, like, it, let's say you were a competitive runner. All right. You don't necessarily want to look at the people around you, because it creates a mindset of that could be an emotional deterrent in some way. Instead, just concentrate on doing your best, whatever that is. All right. Then you have a card here that talks about jealousy. So you have this card of comparing yourself to other people, and then you have this card of jealousy, as though you may find yourself in sort of behind the eight ball, in the sense that you don't think that your life is where you really want it to be, so you're jealous or coveting of other people's lives. But this specific card talks about when you're in a relationship, either you or the other partner gets jealous. So what it's saying here is that the person that's meant to be in your life is going to be in your life regardless of whatever's happened to them in the past or what's ever happening around them now. Then you have a card of a deep letting go of what's not working for you. Okay, so I actually would sit down with a sheet of paper, and I'm going to give you this exercise to do, because it's an exercise that allows you to release what's not working for you. Okay, I want you to write down the things that are around you right now that cause you pain. Okay, whatever they are. And it could be the fact one of them is loneliness. You want to be in a relationship. So one of those things on the list would be loneliness. But I want you to write down all the things that are causing you pain, right? At the bottom of that list, I want you to write this phrase. I release this pain for my new beginning. Then I want you to sign your name, crumple it up, and burn it, all right? Because What it's saying is it's a deep letting go of what has not been working for you and an embracing of what is. The last thing I want to tell you, and by the way, as soon as you do these things, and I make them sound very easy, but as soon as you do these things, concentrate on the idea that your intuitive initial impression of someone is probably correct. Stop looking at everybody else around you as though you're comparing your life to theirs. A deep letting go of the pain, any pain you're carrying around. And then the last card that you have here talks about you need to do a better job of taking care of yourself. Now, I pick up you're a bit of a workaholic, which that's okay. But I want you to add other elements into your life that allow you to put yourself in the path of new people. Because okay. You're not going to meet this person by what you're doing now. You know, they say the definition of insanity is do the same thing over and over again, and it's that different results. I'm actually telling you that it doesn't matter if you do the same thing. I just want you to do it in a different place. So if you have a gym membership, for example, don't go to the same gym. Go to a different gym one night.
Okay.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that, yes, that's going to happen as soon as you realize that there is divine timing involved with you meeting the right person. You just haven't met that person yet.
Right. Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay, yes, thank you.
All right, Tony, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760, who's this?
Hi, my name is Lily.
Hi, Lily, what's your question?
Lily, like the flower.
Oh, Lily, I'm sorry, I misheard.
That's okay.
I love that name. What's your question?
Thank you. So I've been having kind of a lot of ups and downs in my relationship. And I feel like, it was so funny, the cards you first pulled really resonated with me. Like, I've been working a lot on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost getting, I don't want to say fed up, I want to say feeling like I'm going in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for quite some time, and he says a lot of things, and I feel like we're on the edge of something, either of making it or not, and I kind
mm-hmm.
of wanted to get their perspective on that.
Okay, I agree with you, and here's the thing. You have been feeling for the last year like you've been working in slow motion. It also
right.
feels like you take two steps forward and get pushed back five, all right?
That's exactly it.
Okay, the other thing I want to tell you, that's not your imagination. That's exactly what's been going on. You feel
okay.
like you're putting your life on hold because this man's not making up his mind, all
right?
Right? So I don't normally say this to people, but I'm going to say it to you. I want you, first of all, I want you to list what your priorities are in the next 5 years. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? According to what I'm seeing in your cards is that there's more to your life than just a relationship and having a baby, all right? That there's more that you want to do than
but that's
that.
That's important to me.
I know.
I really
I
want a baby.
I know. There's the fertility conception card in your reading. I'm going to get to that. What
okay.
I'm saying, though, is that I want you to look at a bigger global five-year plan, all right? And I want you to be very firm in your mind about your five-year plan, okay?
Okay.
And I want to tell you, I'm going to tell you a personal story, all right? When
sure.
I had been dating,
yeah.
when I had been dating the man I'm married to for about a year and 9 months, look at me, and I'm estimating, but it was about a year and 9 months. And he hadn't brought up marriage or where the relationship was going. And I started getting upset. And there was the part of me going, I need to have that talk with him.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? No, not going to have the talk. I'm going to wait till our 2-year anniversary. All right?
Okay.
So I had a timeline in my head. I'm going to wait till our 2-year anniversary. If he does not propose or talk about the future by the time we'd been dating 2 years, that I was going to end the relationship. And I wasn't going to do it with fireworks or any kind of emotional outburst. I was just going to say, obviously I'm not the right person for you, or we would have talked about the future.
Right.
And that's what I was going to say to him. I had it all. I wasn't really sure exactly I was going to say it, but that was the gist of what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. A week later, he proposed with a ring. I didn't say a word to him. Not a word. I just made up my mind that if he didn't propose or we didn't talk seriously about the future by the time we'd been dating 2 years, that I was going to end the relationship. So I had a great time with him. I had fun. I didn't beat him up. I didn't do, you know. And it was exactly the way I'd been treating him before, but I had made up my mind that I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it. If I wasn't the right girl for him, I loved him enough to let him go.
Right.
Right? So yeah. I'm asking you to adopt the exact same mojo. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you make up your mind. Give yourself a date. All right? Give yourself a date. Say November 1st.
Okay.
All right? Give yourself a date. But don't bring up any squirrely thing about the future between now and November 1st. Nothing.
Okay.
Right? But for the next 5 weeks, what I want you to do is I want you to treat him as though he is a part of your life, that he will be a part of your life moving forward, and that you guys are going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get all weird about it. In the next 5 weeks, you treat him as though he's always been a part of your life. He always will be a part of your life. But if he doesn't talk to you about the future by November 1st, then you're going to say something along the lines of, "Sweetie, there's nobody in the world that I adore more than you. We've been together for all this time, and we haven't talked about the future. I want to tell you that I'm ready to let you go because I think I need to go find somebody that's at the same place of ready that I am because I want to have a baby. And the only way I'm going to have a baby is if we're married. I'm not going to be one of those girls that just gets knocked up and has a kid on her own thinking that someday the guy I'm with is going to marry me. I'm not going to be that girl."
Okay.
So, but the thing is, the trick to this, and I'm using the word trick because it's not really a trick, it's an energy, it's a vibration. For the next 5 weeks, you are the perfect, just be yourself. You're the perfect partner. You tease him. You occasionally make fun of him. You don't treat him like he's that important. You treat him like a best friend that you happen to sleep with.
Okay.
Okay, for the next 5 weeks, but you do not bring up anything about the future for the next 5 weeks.
Okay.
If he brings it up, and I'll tell you he'll probably bring it up before November 1st, because he's going to see this change in you that you've relaxed into, okay, I've set a deadline. I'm not going to be a bitch between now and that deadline date, but I've set a deadline. And then as of November, you make that statement November 1st.
Okay. I'll do that. We talked about the future. I lost my mind a little bit this weekend, though, and I was acting like a bitch.
Okay. All right. But you got to stop that. Now,
okay.
What I would do, and I know this is going to sound really silly, and by the way, I didn't have to do this. From when my husband proposed, he had the most beautiful ring. I don't even know how he knew that would be the most beautiful ring for me. And it's the same ring I wear because we did one ring, all right? What I would do if I were you is I would start clipping out little pictures of diamond rings that you like and just leave them laying around. I'm serious. So now, go to a bridal magazine. One, you only need one because they've got like 100 pictures of rings in them, and start clipping out just the ring in about a 2-inch by 2-inch clip. Clip it out. Just start leaving it around your apartment.
For me or him, we don't live in the same city.
That's
for myself.
I still want you to clip out these rings.
Uh-huh.
Maybe start taking pictures of it and posting it on Facebook. All right? The thing is, wow, isn't this ring incredible? And post it. All right? But clip them out and put them in your apartment. And when he does come to visit and he sees these little, you know, these little pieces of paper in a on a little side table by your phone or someplace, you know, where you, like, throw your keys, just leave them there. Say, "What are these?" "Oh, just rings I think are pretty."
Okay.
Seriously, really casually, okay? But what I'm getting for you is that you get to have the big talk November 1st, all right?
Okay.
But before that, your vibration is all about you being the coquettish, irresistible woman that he found himself attracted to in the first place.
Okay.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
I have a similar question to hers, but the previous callers. I'm just wondering about the situation if my husband and I are really working things out and to make positive changes.
Okay. You are an incredibly sensitive person. Okay. You pick up everything about a person when you meet them. You're just like that. And what we're healing with your husband is a trust issue.
Okay. My trusting him or what?
Well, what I'm seeing is that your trust has been betrayed in some way.
Yes, it
and
has.
And that you need to heal it, all right? Now, the thing is that, and you're reminding me of, I did a session for somebody not too long ago where the husband had cheated on the wife, and I was doing the reading for the wife, and she had been punishing him for 6 years. Wouldn't sleep with him. She stayed with him, but she spent the last 6 years punishing him, not sleeping with him. And he was really trying. So I actually finally said to her, I go, I think you're getting way too much of a benefit about being pissed off at him. And we sat with that for a minute, and she agreed with me. And I said, okay. So you need to decide, is it way too much to be sort of sadistic and be pissed off at him, or do you actually really want to feel loved and appreciated again? All right? So she went with the latter, and the update email I got from her is that things are kind of back on track, and they actually had the little horizontal mambo again after 6 years, okay? But what I'm seeing with you is that you're still hurting, and you're still... you're still dwelling in the hurt, okay? Now, what I want you to do instead, because this is saying that, yes, you can actually survive this, but there's two things you can do. The first is, I want you to acknowledge how he's trying to make it up to you, okay?
Okay.
And the thing is that he's also a little scared because whatever he's doing, he doesn't think it's going to be good enough. So the thing is, you need to acknowledge what he's doing right, right? The next thing I need you to be open to is the idea that the two of you need more to do together than what you've been doing in the past.
Right.
Okay, but that's going to be your initiation because whatever he suggests right now, you're like, oh, hell no. Oh, God, no. I don't want to do that. Blah, 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 blah. But would he be totally willing for whatever you suggest to jump in on that? Yes. So this is where you get to use your power, my friend, where you actually get to say something like, you know, I've always wanted to learn more about, oh, I don't know, gardening or wines or I've always wanted to join a bowling league. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. But the two of you need to do a project together that puts you in the public eye as a couple where you can learn something or do something new and not be so much into dwelling into the past.
Okay.
So here's the thing. This is not about your own intuitive ability because you have a pretty strong intuitive ability, but it's a little tweaked right now because you're still pissed off at your husband.
Okay. Well, the thing is, he doesn't want any intimate contact.
Well, but the thing is it's not, it's, you got to remember, guys go through the same phases as women do, all right? That it's not necessarily personally, it's just that they're not in the mood. And if he's been going through any kind of trouble connected with his job or career, or if he's retired, he really isn't in the mood.
Well, he was in the mood for her.
Well, okay, but he was in the mood for her because she was kind of slutty about it. And it wasn't about a big partnership with her. It was just about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So and now what does your husband do for work?
Yeah, he works in manufacturing.
Okay. And I don't know that that job is going particularly well right now.
No, it's not.
So,
and he's looking at changing jobs. Do you see, what do you see there?
Well, things get better once he changes jobs.
Yeah, because, we need out of town because that's where she's at.
Yeah, I'm totally into that. But in the meantime, the two of you need to do some activities together that get you out of the house together publicly. In the meantime. Even if it's just going to the frickin' movies together.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
We've been working on, we took some enameling courses
right.
together.
Okay.
We're going to go shooting together. We're going to learn about shooting.
All right. That's good. Okay, those are good.
We're also working on our house away from here to get it ready to rent.
Nice.
When are they put him on night weekend shift, which he should never have been put on, that just has messed everything up. But he's going back today's the 13th.
Nice. Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you're on the right track, Sandy, but I got to get another call before the end of my program. So please let me know how things go with you, okay?
Is there one thing I can do other than that? Is it like the lady before, you know, according
go back
you know,
to go back to why you married him in the first place and adopt that energy.
Okay.
Okay, because I don't want to relay everything I just said to the caller before you, but you already picked up some truths on how it would apply to you.
Uh-huh.
So see what happens in the next couple of weeks and call me back.
Okay.
All right,
I appreciate
my friend. All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from 361 area code. Hello, 361. Who's this?
This is Andra.
Hi. What's your question for me?
Yes. My husband has requested a transfer in his job, and he hasn't heard anything back. And I was hoping to see if you see anything about that.
Okay. The biggest thing about your husband is that
mm-hmm.
he's a little scared about asking about it.
Okay.
All right. And he needs to not be scared to ask about it. He needs to trust his abilities enough because they already know he's a hard worker. They already know
mm-hmm.
he's good at what he does. One of the things that he could ask, and you might want to suggest this, and I got to do your call really quick because I just looked at the time. One of the things he needs to ask is, can he help find his replacement for when he transfers? That's the question to ask.
Okay.
So ask it that way. Can he help find his replacement for when he transfers?
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
Because when he asks that way, then they're going to have to either come up with an explanation of why he's not transferring or why they didn't approve it, or they can say, oh, hell yeah, we'd love to have you train the person that's going to take over your role when you move. All right, so
okay.
You got to go. My end of my program just queued. So I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.